Reedy.
You've got mail.
It's time.
You have mail.
For Reedy's mail.
Well done, Reedy.
Brent Reed from The Australian. Mate, it's the middle of Sydney winter, and you've been under a tan bed?
What do I look brown?
you've got a lovely glow about you.
It's the Northern Beaches, mate. Northern Beaches lifestyle.
God's country.
Always the sun shining on the beaches. Em knows that.
Yeah. We're very close, Reedy and I. Yeah. Only about, well.
I hope Zach's not listening.
Reedy came over the other day to pick something up.
Yeah. Oh, good.
Quick cup of tea.
Oh, good. Emma, of all the people on this panel, I did not think you'd make things awkward for us, but you have. Reedy, now just quickly, I asked Josh before, when you call Josh Reynolds to give him a heads up on a story or get input, does he answer your calls?
I've got to be honest, I can't remember the last time I rung Josh Reynolds, but I'm hearing he answers the phone when I do ring.
Yeah. Okay.
So he can expect to be inundated by calls from me.
You got yourself a new Tigers insider. Reedy, we were just hitting on the Bulldogs and the salary cap drama and all the player movement that's been going on at the club, and you've got some news on that.
Yeah, I literally just ran into Andrew Hill, and obviously those rumours have been, he's the CEO of Canterbury, those rumours have been flying around about Dave Clemmer again this week. He said there's no way David Clemmer will be leaving that club. He is one of the untouchables there, him and Josh Jackson. He's not available for anybody else. So, you know, they've obviously said that a couple of times already this year, but the rumours came out again this week. They've had to say it again. And Hilly said that they'd actually be probably coming out in the next few days and reiterating that David Clemmer will be going nowhere. They have no intention of letting him go. He's one of the guys who want to build the club around as they rebuild it.
They can't let those two blokes you just mentioned, they can't. Yeah. They're Bulldogs through and through.
Yeah.
And you know,
but
like
so are you, Josh.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I was just about to say, I thought I was untouchable. but honestly, yeah, if they keep them two, you know, they can honestly base a team around them.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because the other thing, the other rumour, the fresh rumour that's going about is they've made a play for Corey Oates. Now, what's interesting about that is they're looking at him as a back rower. Now, Corey Oates, obviously, one of the big stories out of Brisbane is that he doesn't want to play in the wing anymore. He wants to play as a back rower. And Canterbury are willing to offer him that opportunity. Now, he's in the situation, Corey Oates, where he's in a management dispute and he won't be making any decision on his future till mid-August or so. That's when his contract's up with his former manager. So I think the Bulldogs have basically just said, look, if you want to move, we're interested and we're happy for you to play in the back row. So they've obviously got a little bit of money to spend the Bulldogs, and that's one bloke they're looking at.
And with that massive contract that the Broncos have just handed Payne Haas, they don't
something's
have
as, give.
As much
Something
money.
Has to give up there, surely.
Now, Reedy, can you offer any insight into this as a kid? And obviously there's been words and reports about the potential of Payne Haas and what he's capable of, but he's played three NRL games, he's had 11 hit-ups, and he's just signed the richest contract in the history of the game for a teenager.
Yeah. Well, everyone, it's a bit like Kalyn Ponga. Everyone you spoke to about Kalyn Ponga last year said he's a can't miss, sure thing. And look, I mean, he's a really good story because, and the way Brisbane got him is a really good story. He was actually, Melbourne flew him down to a Storm Cronulla game, 2016. Had him in the box down there, him and his dad, you know, Cameron Smith, Cooper Cronk, Billy Slater were wooing him. He flew home and Melbourne thought they had him. They thought it was a done deal. And apparently he was in the car on his way, basically, must have been some days later, to sign a contract with Melbourne, and Wayne Bennett rung his phone and said, it's Wayne Bennett here, mate, I'd like to have a chat with you. And his dad got off the phone and said to his dad, said, who was that? He said, it's Wayne Bennett, I need to go and talk to him. So Melbourne had him. It was a done deal, and it was only a Wayne Bennett phone call at the last minute that convinced him to change his mind. So obviously Brisbane see a future in him. I think most people do. I mean, Josh, you'd know better than most. I mean, he looks a sure thing.
Yeah, mate, he looks... From what you see, he looks amazing. Mm. But I think you mentioned Kalyn Ponga. Kalyn Ponga's going to win you games. Mm. It's just with a front rower, I just think it's huge. But you know what? For like, good on him, mate. If he's going to get that, and if it's all the talk that he is, you never know.
Well, Wayne Bennett said he actually stayed for less. He could have got more money elsewhere today. Wayne Bennett said so. They've actually got him for a little less than he would have got elsewhere.
But that's still a lot.
Oh, it's a hell of a lot of money.
3.4 mil over six years.
6 years, yeah.
So that's still a lot of money for
an 18-year-old. And a lot of that's playing on potential, isn't it? Yeah. It's paying him for what he could be rather than what he is right now. But sometimes you've got to take that chance.
And while we're talking about the Melbourne Storm, you've got some news on the captain.
Yeah, look, it's really interesting, Cameron Smith at the moment. He hasn't signed a new deal in Melbourne. And there's some murmurs going around that maybe he's weighing up what he's going to do. It's not as clear-cut as everyone thinks that he will sign a contract for next year. Now, I've checked that with Melbourne people this week. Melbourne people are saying he will stay. He'll sign a new deal at least 1 year because he wants to play 400 first-grade games. And they're saying this week was as fresh as they've seen him in a long time of training. He was jumping around like a young kid again and really enthusiastic. But, you know, outside that, there's just some whispers that maybe it's not as over the line as everyone thinks it is. I mean, I'm not saying he won't go on. I'm just saying it's one of those ones we have to watch because I don't think it's cut and dried. I think he's leaned towards going again, but I don't think it's over the line.
Sounds like you're hedging your bets, Reedy.
I am hedging my bets. Yeah, I'm sitting on the fence.
Well played. Yeah. Very quickly before we go, because Josh Reynolds is ready to take on the rush hour without MG's Black Book Challenge, where he has to bring the biggest name he possibly can to the show. Get him on the phone.
I brought him.
He answers all my calls.
If Brent reads who you're bringing, you need to get a new phone and some new friends. Very quickly, ready. Perth Origin. The tickets are already on sale for next year.
32,000 tickets gone already. So they went on sale on Tuesday, I think it was.
What's the capacity at Optus
Stadium
over there?
I think it's about 65, is it? 65. So if you want to go, snap your tickets up quick. I've got another quick one. This will be an interesting one for later. But apparently Wendell Saylor's young son, Tristan, has signed a top 30 contract with the Dragons. So he signed on. They had to get the squad done by June 30. Tristan's a top 30 player now, which means he can play first grade, or he's closer to playing first grade this year, Tristan Saylor.
Congratulations to
Tristan. We need to run that by Dell when he gets here.
Oh, he will be a very happy man, Wendell Saylor.